Stage Dramas present The Court Accuses. This week's front page drama, The Corpse Accuses, is a dramatization of a true life story that was featured in all the Italian newspapers and appears in next Sunday's American Weekly under the title, Told the Story of His Murder 3 Years After His Death. Edgar Allan Poe at his best never created for fiction a story any more weird than this true story we are about to dramatize on this week's front page drama. It is so unusual that we feel that many of our listeners will doubt its authenticity. So why not make it a point to order the Hearst Sunday newspaper that gives you the American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world. All the villagers were up just after dawn, the morning Giuseppe Veraldi's body was found on the stony bank under the high bridge that spans the Siano River. The news of the discovery spread quickly, and the people of Cantanzaro trotted after the village doctor, who in matters of this kind acted as coroner. Giuseppe Veraldi's mother was a widow, and Giuseppe was her sole means of support. So the kindly villagers shook their heads and muttered sorrowful expressions of sympathy as they quickened their pace behind the good doctor, who was doing his best to finish dressing as he hurried along the narrow little street to the scene of the disaster.
Oh, here comes Dr. Albani. Stand aside there, good neighbors. Let the doctor pass now. Stand back now. Now, don't crowd. Don't crowd. That's it. Give way now. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Officer Marino. What is it? Where's the body?
Down here, doctor. Just below the bushes here. Huh? It looks like suicide, doctor, although I don't know why young Veraldi would want to do such a thing.
Uh-huh.
He had everything to live for, but then you
can tell what... All right, stop your silly chatter, Officer Marino. Let me have peace. Peace, quiet, everyone. Too early in the morning for gossip. Hey. Strange, very strange.
What is it, doctor? Something wrong?
Hey, quiet, you imbecile. I'm trying to think. Anything wrong? The poor boy lies dead at your feet. You ask if there's anything wrong.
I'm sorry, doctor. I'll keep quiet.
Hey, please. Hey, the body is badly bruised. The death was caused by a skull fracture. But no other bones seem to be broken. Strange. Very, very, very strange. How about his clothes, officer? His coat, his hat, his shirt?
I found those on the bridge up there.
Huh?
That's why I said it must be suicide. You see, I thought it out like this. He took his hat, coat, and shirt off up there and dropped them beside the wall. Then jumped off and landed down here.
Mm-hmm, yes, yes. But if he had landed head first, his head would have been crushed and his neck broken. Yeah, jumping from that height, yes. Yeah, but there's only one bad spot in the skull, and his neck isn't broken. Now, if he had landed feet foremost, his legs would have been broken badly. Mm-hmm. But his legs and feet are all right.
Well, surely, Doctor, you don't think he was murdered?
Well, I don't know. If he had jumped in such a manner that he landed on his back and shoulders would show severe fractures. Tell me, was he in this position when you found him?
Exactly, Doctor. I haven't even touched him.
Mm-hmm, lying on his back, with his feet toward the river and his head up on the bank, huh? Strange, very, very strange. I don't see how he could have landed in such a position.
Well, he may have been drunk, Doctor. You know, many funny things happen when a man is drunk. Sometimes they have an accident and don't get hurt at all.
Mm.
Like me when I was in the army. I went to Milano.
All right, never mind your reminiscences. Have the body taken to morgue. I shall have to perform an autopsy. Where is his mother, the widow Veraldi?
She collapsed, Doctor, and the padre, Father Luigi, is taking care of her.
Well, very well now. Now, one thing more. Did anyone hear any noise or disturbance in the vicinity of the bridge late last night?
No, sir, Doctor. That's one of the first things I inquired about. No one heard anything. And Mrs. Andrini, who lives right by the bridge, is a very light sleeper.
Strange. Very, very strange. But get your men and take the body to the morgue. I'll perform the autopsy and hold an inquest.
The autopsy and inquest were faithfully performed. But from the very meager evidence at hand, whether Giuseppe Veraldi died by suicide or accident was anybody's guess. The coroner's jury weighed the whole matter thoroughly and finally gave a verdict of accidental death. The villagers of Cantanzaro showed their deep sympathy for the widowed mother by giving her son a great funeral. Then life went on as usual in the village, and soon even the old mother began to forget her grief. 3 years passed, and late one afternoon, a young peasant girl of 17 named Maria Talaricos was walking across the bridge on an errand that took her from Siano, her native village, to Cantanzaro. She never got across the bridge, for when she reached the spot above the place where 3 years before Giuseppe's body had been found, she stopped and began to cry.
No, let me go. I don't know you. Let me go.
What has happened? Look, Angelo. That girl, she's having a fit.
Who is she crying out to? She's screaming, let me go. But there is no one even near her.
Let us go over and see if we can help her. Maybe we should call the doctor, huh? She may be having an epileptic
seizure. Let me go. I do not know you.
I'm not of this village. I'm Maria Del Rico from Siamo. Let me go. I cannot speak for you. Let me go. Let me go.
Signorina, can we help you, Signorina? What has happened? Why do you cry, let me go? There is no one here.
Somebody told him it is a spirit. A spirit, I tell you, pleading with you. Please, please, please.
What say we do, Vittorio? She acts as though she were possessed of devils.
Some sort of a stick, that's what it is.
Huh? Here, Angelo, give me a hand to raise her up. We will take her to her home in Siamo. We have to go that way.
Right you are, Vittorio.
But I don't like it. She's possessed, I tell you.
We were passing on the opposite side of the bridge when she became hysterical and began to scream and struggle.
Yes.
We went over to help her, and when we found out where she lived, we brought her home.
She fought and struggled every step of the way, too. She kept calling for her mother.
And yet, Signora, when she arrived home and you put her to bed, you say she failed to recognize you?
See, Doctor, she cried, Mother, Mother. So when I go to her, she say, No, I want my real mother, Mother Veraldi. Mother Veraldi.
Uh-huh.
But I do not know who this Mother Veraldi is.
Well, I know one, Signora Veraldi. She lives near me in Contanzaro. I sent my car for her. She should be here any minute now.
But, Doctor, my little Maria, what of her? She's ill, sick in the head. She has the bad fever, see?
I'm sorry to say, Signora, I do not know. The case is strange, very, very strange. Perhaps when Signora Veraldi arrives, we shall find the answer to this baffling riddle. He's coming in now. All right, please let us have quiet. Quiet, you must be quiet. Signora Veraldi, you are here. Come quickly into this room. We have a sick, hysterical girl who keeps calling your name. She wants you.
But, Doctor, why should she call for me? I do not know the girl or her parents. What should she want with me?
Well, we do not know, but perhaps with your help, we shall soon find out. There's a young girl in her head there. Now go to her. Maria. Maria, open your eyes. There is Mother Veraldi.
Mother. Mother. At last you come. Mother. Mother.
Doctor, that voice, that voice. That's not the voice of this girl.
No.
Doctor! Doctor, my Maria, what has happened? Her voice is changed. It is that of a man.
Beyond all human understanding, it is supernatural. Never in my career have I ever encountered anything so
Mother.
But be quiet.
Mother, come to me. Come to me. Mother, I am your son, Giuseppe. Giuseppe, who died under the bridge.
Doctor! Oh, doctor, send for the priest.
No.
My daughter is possessed of devil.
Quiet.
She talks in the voice of a man, a dead man.
Quiet.
He's been touched by the tiger.
Please, quiet. Quiet, please. Signora Veraldi, put her aside. Listen to that voice.
My son, my Giuseppe. The voice is back in the bridge. My son,
Mother. Mother, hear me. I did not jump from the bridge. They killed me and carried my body to the bank of the river to make it look like an accident or suicide. We had been drinking a few bottles of wine with Yossi and the Via Barashi, Mother. They must have poisoned the wine, Mother, because, as you know, I was always one who loved peace. But on the way home, we fought and quarreled. They all turned on me and beat me. It's four against one, Mother.
Oh.
Then I'm struck on the head and I fall to the ground.
Oh, Mother of God, be praised for the truth at last. I always felt there was murder. Ask who the guilty one, Signora Veraldi.
My son, tell me. Who did it? Who were the guilty ones, Giuseppe?
Popo. He beat me first, then Adelio, and Elio, and Luigi, and us.
Luigi,
Adelio. Tore my clothes from my body and left them on the bridge to make it look like suicide. Milo and Luigi Marci carried me down to the bank of the river.
Don't go outside. I saw him in the crowd. Wait, I'll fetch him. You remain here, Signora.
Oh, Mother, Luigi Marci has fled to Africa. Where he's dead. But Toto and Milo are still in the village. Find the mother before they escape.
You will, my son.
Find the mother.
Will be done. Your mother shall be avenged.
I have done nothing. Let me go.
And you murderer. Make sure to shoot her.
Open your eyes. See, there stands Toto.
Toto. Toto, you're guilty. Take him away. Take him away. Take him away.
Yes, 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 I did. Take me away. I'm guilty. I'm guilty. I'm guilty.
Hey, look, Signora Federico, she speaks again. This day a miracle has come to pass. The spirit of your murdered son, Signora Veraldi, could not rest under the stain of a suicide death. The spirit entered the body of this young girl and through her spoke to us.
that we might avenge his death and bring the murderers to justice.
The old doctor was right. Throughout Italy, the strange case became known as the Miracle of Siano. The authorities investigated and found the spirit voice of the murdered youth had spoken the truth. They found one of the culprits, Luigi Marci, working in Abyssinia. Abeli really died, leaving Toto and his brother Elio to be brought to justice. As for Maria, the young girl who had unconsciously acted as a medium, she remained in a death-like sleep for 20 hours. When she awakened, she failed to recognize Mrs. Veraldi, the mother of the murdered youth, whose voice through her had spoken to the mother. Neither could the young girl recall one word of the strange story. Doctors and specialists examined her thoroughly and pronounced her perfectly healthy, sane, and competent. Thus ends this strange but perfectly true story of, well, it can only be called the supernatural. You have just heard the front page drama, The Crux Accuser, a dramatization of an unusual feature news story to be found in next Sunday's issue of The American Weekly, the magazine that is read by more people than any other publication in the world and comes to you each week as a part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Dramas present The Waitress Still Waits. This week's front page drama, The Waitress Still Waits, is a dramatization of a true life story entitled Bang and the Cinderella Woke Up, which will both amaze and amuse you when you read it in next Sunday's American Weekly. Rightfully called The Nation's Reading Habit because it is read by more people than any other periodical in the world. Insists on the Sunday newspaper that brings you The American Weekly, the magazine that comes to you each week as part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. It is just past 10 o'clock at night when the last of the dinner patrons have departed and the waitresses of the new Metropolitan Cafe are hurriedly changing from the trim white and blue uniforms into their street clothes. Janet Thomas and Edith Daniels are close friends and they share a little two-room apartment and usually go home together. But tonight, Janet seems to be in a hurry and is not waiting for her friend, Edith.
Say, hold on. Why so much hurry? What's the rush?
Sorry, Edie, can't wait. I got a date.
Oh, now I get it. So that's why that good-looking, well-dressed guest has been coming in and sitting at your table for the past few nights.
I thought he was on the make for you.
He's no Jasper. He's not on the make, and he's a perfect gentleman. He's a stranger in town. He's lonely. He just asked me if I'd like to go out and show him one of the better-class nightclubs.
That's laugh number one. Why should he ask you to show him the better-class nightclubs? You've never been closer to one on the outside curb.
But that's the same. I know where they are, and I'm going to show him.
How comes he always picks one of your tables to sit at?
What have you got that I haven't got?
This well date.
Well, so long, Edie. Don't wait up for me. I'll probably be late.
Okay, Cinderella. But remember, when the clock strikes 12, hurry home.
Don't forget, we got the early trick tomorrow morning, so save your strength.
Yeah, have to remind me of such things when I'm out to enjoy myself for once.
Go ahead. Hurry up and meet your Prince Charming before he gets tired of waiting and walks out on you.
Okay, good night, Edie. Wish me luck.
I do. Have a good time.
Good night.
Oh, don't make too much noise and wake me up when you come in.
I'll be careful.
Hey, I thought I asked you to be quiet when you came in. What's the idea of waking me up?
Edith, I couldn't help it. I'm so excited.
Hey, go to bed and let me sleep. Look at that time, 1:30.
What the heck of the time? You got to wake up and listen to me. It's too good to be true. It's something that happens just once in a lifetime.
Now, listen, 1:30 in the morning is no time to be telling fairy tales. Well, go on, let me go to sleep.
But he wants to marry me.
What? Say that again.
He loves me. He wants to marry me. Honest to goodness, Edie. We're going to pick out the engagement ring after work tomorrow afternoon.
Say, wait a minute. Not so fast. Start from the beginning and give it to me slowly.
Well, it's just like I said. He wanted to see some of the better nightclubs, so we went to the Continental.